South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.
It is Carrie's Couch this Thursday morning, and I'm sitting opposite a sportswoman who, sorry boys, but there is not a man right now listening, or a woman listening, that's going to feel hardcore after this interview. Her name is Kirsten Landman. She is a 28-year-old South African. Not just South African. KZN, the first female, the first African woman who's going to be competing at the Dakar Rally of 2020. Is that correct?
That's the plan. So I've qualified and I'm going to Dakar 2020. If everything between now and then, I stay injury free and I get there, and that's it.
Kirsten Landman, where are you from? When were you born?
So I'm 28 years old. I was actually born in the north of Joburg, and I've been living in Hillcrest for the last 3 years.
So from when you were young, was riding something you wanted to do, or did you go through the generic, I want to be a teacher, dolphin trainer, vet, nurse?
Vet.
Yeah?
I am animal mad. I love animals. So I wanted to, if I actually applied myself a bit more in school and didn't concentrate so much on sport, I probably could have pulled it off. But because I was sport mad from such a young age.
Well, look, I know a lot of women who applied themselves at school and they aren't going to the Dakar Rally. So I think you're okay. When I look you up, this word hard enduro come up. What in the hell does hard enduro mean?
Okay, so I'm just going to explain it to you in two different things. So rallying is something very new to me, and that's what Dakar is. It's rallying. And then hard enduro is the background that I come from. So what we call it hard or extreme enduro. It is literally like stuff you would, all natural obstacles. So something, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Roof of Africa.
I was researching you.
Yes, okay, so it's all natural terrain. So what we'll do is we'll get a GPS route, and the routes sometimes be over 1 day, 2 day, or 3 days, and we literally follow a little GPS route on a motorbike, and you will ride over some of the craziest terrain. I mean, you can range from a 90-kilometer loop to 160, 200-kilometer loop, and it's stuff you wouldn't even think about walking over.
So,
it's
like, explain. Like what?
So waterfalls, step-ups, step-downs, but like step-ups 2-3 meters high. You are riding through the rockiest terrain.
And are you by yourself, or is there a group of people around you?
It's a race. So you'll all start, and you all get through the route together, but you're on your own. You'll get through sections where you'll help each other, because the sections get so bad that you have to
and
pull
are you
your bike.
And communicating with someone during that? No. So you and your GPS?
Just you and your GPS on your own. Like, listen, if it's a race, it's really well organized. There'll be sweepers, there'll be medics along the route and whatnot, but the point is to get from A to B, A being the start, B being the finish, and then along the way you'll have a DSP, which is a designated fuel point, where you can fill up with fuel, because obviously you can't go 160 k's off a tank, and then you can get food.
I did not know that either. I mean, look at us learning.
So you'll get food and you'll eat along the way, you'll carry food, you carry your tools, because while you're out there, our bikes can break, obviously, because
you have to fix your own bike.
If you're out there, we carry like spark plugs and stuff to fix, like Prattley steel, because you put a casing, because you'll hit a rock and put a hole through your casing. So it's
just, I have to pause you here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sitting looking at you, and you're a beautiful woman, great body, long blonde hair. You look like you could be walking a catwalk somewhere, and you're talking about how you're going to use your
Prattley steel
or something to fix a bike. Has there ever been a moment when you're just like, I don't want to do this, man?
There's been plenty moments out there where I wanted to come back and sell my motorbike and give it all up. But then when you actually finish it and you know what you've gone through, it is the most rewarding sport in the whole wide world, just because it's so physical. Difficult. It is. I mean, they did research on it, and hard enduro is one of the most physically demanding sports in the world. Because remember now, these motorbikes that we're riding are weigh between 100 and 110 kilos. Then the kits that I'm wearing. So all in all, with your kit and your motorbike, you're looking at between 120, 130 kgs that you're carrying.
Do they separate the females and the males?
And unfortunately, not.
When you race, you have to race against the men.
I only race against men.
When you place, are you always placed as the first woman? Or the second woman
first,
or do you go as an overall placing?
So what they do, like the World Extremes that I've done, they'll place the highest placed female, they'll have an award for her, and then they don't have a class, because normally I'm like the only female there sometimes, and then maybe there'll be female.
So you're always winning.
You can look like
yeah,
that.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I always want to be the first female, but I want to beat the boys.
I have to ask this, are you single currently?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so now, does your partner understand biking? Do they hate when you bike, or are they like, yes, I'm so supportive? Because I think I would plats if my partner did racing.
No, very supportive. It's a team sport. So as much as an individual sport you are on the motorbike, it's a complete team sport.
Do they travel with you when you do this?
Not all the time. We complete opposites, and I think that's what works. But very supportive in everything I do.
Have you been together a long time?
3 years.
This is the first African African woman to enter, to qualify, and I'm very sure in eight months' time, to complete and finish the Dakar 2020 happening in Saudi Arabia. Kirsten, I have to ask this question as well. When was the last time you cried and why?
The last time I cried would probably be in Lesotho 2 weekends ago, because I'm an animal activist. I've actually got a foundation called SAM, Saving Animals Movement.
And online somewhere.
I've just started it, actually. Perfect. It's a charity. So in saying that, so what I'm doing is 50% of my fundraising donations is going towards SAM. It's because we ride in a lot of rural areas, we come across all these poor homeless animals and these animals that just keep breeding. So my Saving Animals Movement, the whole point of it is we're collecting food as a donation, and then obviously the money that I fundraise in the raffling and events that I'm going to do, 50% of that's going to go towards SAM, and we're going to go into rural areas and we're going to sterilize dogs, cats.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Give them back to their owners and also to educate them a bit. And then obviously the animals that are homeless, we're going to rehome them. So yeah, apart from riding my dogs, my life, and obviously looking after animals is also, so that's a charity attached.
I'm going to let everyone know quickly how, if someone wants to help and follow you and also support you, I know that there is a click to contribute on kirstenlundman.com. It's a beautiful looking website. The contribution, what is that going towards?
It's going towards my Dakar.
Okay,
so Dakar's it's a very expensive race. I mean, you're going there, be paying in euros. On my website, you'll see that there is a breakdown on the costing.
How big is a team that travels with you?
I'm going by myself, but what we do is we rent a pit crew service team there. So from the team that we're renting from, you rent a bike and service and everything.
Rent a bike there, so you're not even going on your own bike.
I mean, you can, but to send your bike over to Saudi Arabia, it's
easier. Yeah, no, that's hectic, but also, I mean, so you really are, it's a very solo sport.
Yeah, 100%.
And Kirsten, if someone wants to get hold of you, whether maybe there's a little girl listening right now and she's just like, man, this is something I want to do. Look, I'm not the one to ask, because I'd say to you, change your mind. Take up sewing. Oh, man. But if someone really wants to get involved, girl or boy, in this kind of a sport, or maybe they just want to follow you, how do they get hold of you? What is the right channel to go to get into this kind of...
So, you know, they can contact me. I'm open to... I mean, I handle my own Facebook and Instagram page. On Facebook, my athlete page is Kirsten Lundman. And then on Instagram, I'm Kirsten Lundman. So they can send me a message and I'll be happy to reply.
So you handle those yourself.
If
there's a reply, it's actually from you. It's not from like your publicist.
No. I handle it all myself. So, and I do respond to the messages I get. It might take a few days, but I will get down to them. So yeah, hit me up with a message on Facebook or Instagram, or even on my website. You can contact me on my email. And yeah.
Also, I think it's amazing that your family and friends and everyone is just backing you, because it's a very hectic sport.
Yeah.
And from all the women in KZN and South Africa, we're so incredibly proud of you. All the women in Africa, thank you for representing us. And we will speak to you in 8 months. You promise me?
Of course.
We'll speak to you in 8 months when you have finished Dakar 2020.
And I've got my finisher's medal.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.